guys. Way to go. Keep it going. Good job, guys. All right, Paul. I see you. Finish off, Coach Cole.
Hey there, I'm Coach Carl, and welcome to the Today's Leader podcast, Building Tomorrow's Best Leaders Today. Recently, Ryan Godfredson, a previous guest of the Today's Leader podcast, back in episode 196, reached out about his new book that's coming out in June this year. Now, in episode 196, I spoke to Ryan about the book that he had called Success Mindsets, The Key to Unlocking Greater Success in Your Life. And that's a real game changer, that particular book, for so many people that I know. He's been featured in the Wall Street Journal. He's been on USA Today. He's an associate professor, and he's currently working in leadership development at a major university. Now, his new book is called Becoming Better, The Groundbreaking Science of Personal Transformation. And one of the really important things that I know about Ryan is that it's evidence-based, it's research-based. These theories are not just something that he comes up with. It's something that he tests and he theorizes and he workshops and he resources it. So they come from a really strong place, a really good place for us to be able to take advantage of that and put it into practice in our own leadership worlds in which we operate. The premise of the new book is that transformational growth only comes by focusing on and elevating our being side. So there's two sides to leadership, the being and the doing. And a lot of leadership development focuses on the doing side and not the being side. So traditional leadership programs tend to emphasize what we call horizontal development, focusing on expanding a leader's knowledge, skills, and competencies, the doing side of leadership. While important, and in the role that I currently have, it's incredibly important, this approach may neglect the being side, which encompasses a leader's character, mindset, and psychological makeup. So let me just go back over that. The being side encompasses the leader's character, mindset, and psychological makeup. And neglecting this aspect can lead to some serious leadership challenges. So let me just break this down. Now, bear in mind, the book's not out until June. I haven't had an advanced copy of the book, so this is just from some of the articles that I know Ryan has already produced and has out there. So leaders with a well-developed being side exhibit qualities such as intentionality, right? So making decisions based on values rather than reactive emotions. They have long-term visions, so they focus on sustainable goals over immediate results. They're purpose-oriented, so they're prioritizing mission and vision over outcomes, over mere outcomes, especially short-term outcomes. They focus on empowerment, so they're encouraging autonomy instead of exerting control. They're stakeholder-centric, so they're considering the broader impact on all stakeholders and not just on their own personal gains. And they're strong in the emotional intelligence field. So they're being aware and managing one's own emotions and those of others effectively. So that's the being side of leadership: emotional intelligence, stakeholder-centric, empowered, purpose-oriented, long-term vision, intentionality. So to cultivate those attributes, because it's one thing to be able to just to talk about them and see them, The next stage is obviously to cultivate them within your leadership makeup, within your leadership role. Enhance self-awareness. So let's look at that with a three-step vertical development process. So they all feed into each other. Enhance self-awareness. That ability for us to be reflecting on personal mindsets and how they influence our perceptions and our behaviors. Reflection is really, really key and critical in this particular aspect of self-awareness. I refine our mindset, so engage in activities like gratitude journaling, meditation to shift towards creating value-creating mindsets. As a really good place to start, go check out Ryan's first book called Success Mindsets. It's a game changer for so many people that I know. Seek coaching. So working with mentors and coaches to identify and transform limiting neurological processing habits. We often hear the concepts around limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome, all of those things can be enhanced by working with a coach. But the key here is to focus on vertical development. Leaders can improve their capacity to navigate stress, adapt to change, and lead more effectively by focusing on vertical development or the being side of leadership as opposed to the doing side of leadership. It's a really interesting concept. I'm really excited for when the book comes out. We have a lot of leadership topics in and around the concept of character of leadership, our own values, etc., etc. Ryan's is backed up by research, and it's going to be very interesting to read that to see how we can encapsulate it in what it is that we do. And that is, we lead our people, we lead our teams, we lead our businesses. Hey, thanks for joining me on this exploration of vertical development. We encourage you to integrate those insights into your leadership journey and, of course, take some action towards your growth. As I said, the book's not due out until June, and we will put a reminder in to our podcast for our podcast listeners on when that becomes available. So if you found value in today's episode, share it with your network and make sure you pop over to todaysleader.com.au, where we've got some real valuable leadership resources that are readily available for you. Please visit. It's all free and it's all available to you. So let's keep building tomorrow's best leaders today. I'll see you next time. Bye.